yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Hey, you guys get up.
The Afghanistan War, America's longest war, costing huge amounts of blood and treasure. Yet Washington seems to finally accept a historic defeat in the Central Asian country. Intensive negotiations between American officials and the Taliban in recent months have produced, according to the New York Times, the biggest tangible step towards ending the nearly 18-year war in Afghanistan. It is said that the Taliban would promise never to allow a terrorist organization to operate in the country. In return, at least some U.S. troops would leave the country after the Taliban agrees to a ceasefire and engages in talks with the Afghan government.
A tremendous amount of good things are happening. You even look at what's going on, and I can't tell you that this is a guarantee, because we're going into close to 19 years in being in Afghanistan. And for the first time, they're talking about settling. They're talking about making an agreement. And we bring our people back home. If that happens, we'll see what happens. But they're in very serious negotiations for the first time.
Whereas the tentative outline has been described as a breakthrough and tremendously good news, still major concerns remain. The fact that the U.S. has sidelined Kabul by talking directly with the Taliban is a crucial concession by Washington. By doing so, some observers argue that the U.S. is effectively admitting that the Taliban is in the driving seat. And that says the diplomatic effort is really a cover so the U.S. can withdraw its forces while avoiding embarrassment. At the same time, the Taliban doesn't seem to want to make concessions because it currently has the upper hand in the war. This has made it hard for the U.S. to reach some kind of peace deal with the Taliban despite 9 years of trying.
The negotiation has a number of chasms to cross. First, is the Taliban willing to talk to the Afghan government and stop fighting while they do it? Secondly, will the negotiations with the Afghan government succeed in reaching agreement on some new arrangements for governing Afghanistan? And thirdly, will that agreement be implemented? I don't think the U.S. can leave until all of that has been accomplished. And those are some pretty deep chasms to be bridged. So this is a hopeful sign that negotiations to that effect can begin. Nothing more.
Meanwhile, the U.S. president has made no secret of his desire to remove U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Donald Trump, who reluctantly sent 3,000 more service members into the country in September 2017, is now considering cutting that number in half this year. The open talk of withdrawal has led to some to speculate the Trump administration would back even a minimal agreement so the military can rush out the door.
The U.S. side is concerned that the president may just pull the plug without an agreement, and therefore are doing everything possible to try to get an agreement.
اگر گفتگوهای صلح صورت میگیره، اگر جانب آمریکا مذاکره میکنه با طالبان، شرط اولش باید آتش بس باشه. در صورتی که شرط اول آتش بس نباشه، ما 40 سال است که به نام صلح و آشتی کشته میشیم و 40 سال دیگه هم به نام صلح و آشتی به این شکل کشته شویم. این فکر میکنم از حوصله و طاقت مردم افغانستان بیرون است.
Over the past years, U.S. officials have routinely issued exaggerated assessments of progress that contradict the reality on the ground. That's why the United States has lost more than 2,400 soldiers in its longest war and has spent more than $900 billion on everything from military operations to the construction of roads, bridges, and power plants. Yet the strategic achievements are arguably zero.
We do not know whether we'll achieve an agreement, but we do know that after two decades of war, the hour has come to at least try for peace. Great nations do not fight endless wars.
According to the U.S. Inspector General for Afghanistan's reconstruction, John Sopko, even after 17 years of U.S. and coalition effort and financial largesse, Afghanistan remains one of the poorest, least educated, and most corrupt countries in the world. It is also one of the most violent.
ناراحتی خو په دغه باندې ده چې هم روزه تاسو ګوري تاسو شاهد استی چې هم روزه انفجارات کیږي انتحاری کیږي نامنه ډیر دی کسه د مخالفینو د خواتنې کسه د دوی د خواتنې غیر نظامیانو تلفات مونږ ډیر زیات لرو په دې شي کې که تاسو ګوري ډیر نږدې په کونړ کې دی بمبار کړی دی په هلمند کې دی بمبار کړی دی یعنی په داسې راشي چې بل سراج کې دی بمبار وکړه په هغې کې شمېره د غیر نظامیانو د تلفاتو مونږ ډیره زیات درلودله نو که چېرته دا خلک زمونږ ساتونکي دي نو بیا ولې مونږ بمباری ولې زمونږ خلک بمباری ولې زمونږ غیر نظامیان ډېر په کې شهیدان کی نو دا خو د دې سوال جواب شو چې مونږ د دوی په موجودیت کې هیڅ وخت کې راحت احساس نه ده کړی.
Three U.S. presidents have pledged to bring peace to Afghanistan, either by adding or withdrawing troops, by engaging the Taliban or shunning them. None of it has worked so far. Since 2017, the Taliban have held more territory in Afghanistan than at any time since the American invasion. Large parts of provinces like Helmand and Kandahar, where hundreds of US, UK and other foreign troops were killed, are now under Taliban control. The US and NATO formally concluded their combat mission in 2014. Since then, the Taliban have carried out near-daily attacks on rural checkpoints and staged coordinated assaults on major cities. Authorities stopped publishing casualty figures earlier this year, deeming them classified.
و طالبا در مقابل از اینا بسیار یک نیروی کوچک بود مگر چرا تا بالا از بین نرفته اینا می برای تمام مردم سوال برانگیز است.
For a number of years things worked perfectly well, but then we saw the United States either change course or simply neglect the views of the Afghan people and the conditions of Afghanistan. You've heard me a lot of times on this. The civilian casualties, not paying attention to the sanctuaries, bombing Afghan villages and homes, raiding our homes, creating prisons in Afghanistan.
The war in Afghanistan remains the most deadly conflict in the world, according to the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project, ACLED. Right now, the Afghan government controls barely half the country's territory. Presidential elections have been postponed and politics is bogged down.
در سابقه اگر ای تانگ و توپ گوا و خارجی ها نبود ما میتونستیم یک عسکر افغان با یک دونه کمربند میتونست که اداره را بیاره میتونست که چرو چپاولا بگیره دزده بگیره امروز با توپ و تیاره آمده هر کوچه و بازار ما کلش به بدماشی به بدبختی به جهالت رفته در ضمن که وطن ما مردم ما به این طور بدبختی ها رفته هیچ خارجی برای ما کار نمیکنه برای وطن ما کار نمیکنه به نفع افغانستان کار نمیکنه به نفع اسلام کار نمیکنه بلکه اونا به این خاک آمده ما را تباه ساخته ذلیل ساخته بدبخت ساخته.
US Secretary of State's quick unannounced visit to Afghanistan in last July reveals Afghanistan's ongoing instability and fragile security. Washington is also losing the war in on yet another front, narcotics. In 2017, 328,000 hectares of Afghan land were covered with poppy bulbs, higher than ever before. The poppy cultivation has been on the rise since the US-led invasion of Afghanistan in 2001. Since then, the Afghan opium production has increased 40 times higher, and about 90% of the world's illegal opium now comes from Afghanistan. The Afghan war has already become the longest war in US history. With the passage of time, the conflict has become more intense, more complicated, and much deadlier. Operation Enduring Freedom, launched in October 2001 by the George W. Bush administration, has become enduring embarrassment for the US. Rush negotiations with the Taliban signs above all that the Americans are up to their necks in chaos in Afghanistan, the graveyard of empires.